This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. You know, it's funny, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, in the previous segment, I was still kind of paged down to like 20 minutes ago. I was kind of keeping a couple good texts on the screen that I was about to read. And then in runs John Lopez with breaking news, and during the break, I page back to the top of the text page. About 9 minutes ago, everybody's screaming at me to go look at Twitter. 9 minutes ago. Sean, trade, Kenyon Green, all caps, look at Twitter. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they got something for him. I'll be honest with you. I told John this during the break, Seth. I told John Lopez this. If you missed it, Kenyon Green was just traded to the Eagles for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And in the process, the two teams flip-flop fifth and sixth round picks next year. So the Texans get C.J. Gardner-Johnson, very productive safety, and a sixth next year for Kenyon Green and a fifth. When John Lopez came in and told me breaking news and the first two words out of his mouth were Kenyon Green,
yeah.
If I had hit pause on John right there and said, okay, what's he about to say? I would have guessed Kenyon Green getting cut. I would not have guessed getting an actual functional asset for Kenyon Green.
For C.J., Gardner-Johnson has 2 years remaining on his contract for $19 million in total.
Okay.
And that's good. That's A-okay by me. Bring in a guy that's much more swarm than Kenyon Green was. And for anybody that's been, you know, arguing, hey, Laramie was well-liked by his teammates. Not as many as there used to be.
Yeah.
That's great that they liked him. Laramie was a bad influence on that offensive line room. It was a bad example to set, a guy that only half cared about half of the game of football and played with zero physicality. They've gotten rid of Shaq. They've gotten rid of 60% of last year's starting offensive line at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
You know, and Nick during the season, you know, was diplomatic and tried not to point fingers at, you know, said the offensive line. At one point, he said it was a false narrative that the offensive line was struggling. Well, three of the five guys are gone now.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a pretty good indication that, yeah, the offensive line was an issue last year.
But Shaq is the only one that they dumped to the side of the road like a recyclable. You know what I mean? Like you recouped good draft capital for Laramie Tunsil and cap space. You send Kenyon Green out, and look, the overall draft pick of Kenyon Green is should be viewed as a failure. He was the 15th pick in the draft. You never got good play out of him. You got a lot of bad play out of him. He missed a whole year rehabbing injuries. It just never turned into anything. And especially when you look at the opportunity cost of, you were 13th in the draft that year. You moved back to 15th because you felt good about Jordan Davis, who we just talked about.
Yeah.
That trade was made with the Eagles, by the way, the one where they wound up with Kenyon Green. The Eagles moved up from 15 to 13. You could add Jordan Davis. You could add Kyle Hamilton. You end up with Kenyon Green. That part's bad. So you recoup whatever you can, man. And the fact that they turned Kenyon Green, I don't care about the pick swap. The fact that they turned the last year of Kenyon Green into a couple years of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who, by the way, on Pro Football Focus, was the 13th rated safety last year out of over 100 safeties. He's a good football player.
That secondary with Kalen Bullock coming along the way he has, man, that's good stuff, man. That's really good stuff.
Yes.
And we saw, as good as the defense was last year, there were too many times in critical moments in the fourth quarter where they had letdowns, or there were big plays allowed. The big plays were a big one. So having a veteran back there to play alongside Kalen Bullock is going to be nice. This is really cool. I guess my one, if I gotta try to find the dark cloud in all of this, from the team building perspective, you've added another swarm type player to the defense.
Yeah.
But then the offense, which has very few swarm type players, remains swarmless as of right now.
Well, you by definition, you've gotten more swarmy by taking negative level swarmy players out of the mix.
Yeah.
By Laramie and Kenyon and Shaq merely not being there anymore, you're by definition swarmier than you were before. Your point is well taken. There is a lot of work to do on the offensive line now.
Look, scrappy guys can get their butts kicked real hard too, the same way non-scrappy guys can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's more than just scrappiness. You got to have actual play to go along with it.
Hey, Nick, if you're listening, don't stop here. Titus, get him out of here. Get all the non-swarmers out of here, man. Titus, see you later. I don't care what you get for him. Get a six, get a pick swap, get something. You'll probably get more cap space by trading him out of here to go get more good players. As long as you're dismantling the offensive line, dismantle the whole thing, man. Don't half dismantle this ineffective bomb that was the offensive line.
Things got mold.
Yeah,
man. Black mold on these studs.
Yes.
I'm still, when it comes to the younger guys, I think one of the reasons you had to get rid of Laramie Tunsil was the influence and the example that he sets. The example that he sets in terms of, hey, this is how a pro operates.
Yeah.
Where, no, he's a pass protection specialist. He's as much as the people want to put up his pass protection grades, they always leave out his run blocking grades, which are middling at best. And frankly, I think they're a little too generous. So it's a bad influence on guys who have potential to be blue collar physical players like Jarrett Patterson or Juice Scruggs or Blake Fisher. We need guys that are crusty old veterans in there. If you're going to bring a guy in who might not be all pro, but he's setting a good example for those young guys on defense. Look, they've done it with Jerry Hughes, for instance.
Yeah.
Jerry Hughes, he's not been a starter for the Texans, but he's the kind of veteran you want influencing your younger guys. Danielle Hunter. I mean, Danielle Hunter's the dream. There's not a Danielle Hunter in free agency right now on the offensive line. But those are the types of guys who are really good influences on the younger guy. The offense had Laramie Tunsil.
Yes.
And it couldn't be more night and day the difference in the way those guys operate on defense compared to the way Laramie Tunsil operates.
People are just as excited about this Kenyon Green trade as they were about the Laramie Tunsil trade.
I know. And I feel bad about it.
I do too. Kenyon Green's a great dude, I'm sure. And he's from the area here, but I just, symbolically, what he represents, I think, is what people are feeling.
He's still young, and there's still hope for him.
Yeah.
He's got to figure out a way to stay healthy. He is going to one of the best offensive line coaches this century in Jeff Stoutland. And like they had a reclamation project with Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi
Becton moved from tackle to guard with the Eagles and had a good season.
Remember, Kenyon's dad was the one who took a swipe on social media at Chris Strauser.
Yeah,
so
the offensive line
coach, you can't complain about who your kid's coach is now. He's got the best. How much cap space does this clear up? That's a text to the Jim Adler text line. None. It probably costs more. If Seth's numbers are correct, 2 years, $19 million. Kenyon was set to make about $5 million this year. So it's probably they're probably using some of that cap space that they opened up with the Laramie Tunsil, or that they will open up with the Laramie Tunsil trade when the league year begins tomorrow. I'm glad they traded Kenyon Green and got a good safety. But why the Eagles? If we traded him to any other team, he's out of the league in a couple of years. Now he'll be a Hall of Famer for the Eagles.
I think, realistically, you put all the issues with his play aside, he's very, very injury prone for a bigger guy and has been. I mean, he's been injured almost constantly since he came into the league.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the biggest obstacle for him. I think Jeff Stoutland can probably do some good things with him, but I'm not overly worried that this is going to turn into some kind of sour grape scenario a couple of years down the line.
Nick Caserio is Michael Corleone-ing the entire offensive line, like the heads of the five families in The Godfather. That's from JV Tamales and Katie. He's, that's great.
Look, sometimes also when you try to overthink a situation, you might be trying to figure out, like, well, this guy in a different environment, he might be okay. What is this? Nope. You got a tumor in the offensive line room. You just got to lop it all out. Whatever tissue remains.
Rip it out. This ain't a chemo situation. We're ripping it out, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
People loving this trade right now. At this point, Tytus Howard is gone. A lot of people, Tytus is probably wondering if he's next. LOL. Kidding. Kinda. The texter says. Oh, my God.
I mean, Tytus was seemed to be very much an admirer of Laremy Tunsil and everything that came with Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
The whole thing about... I shy away from this because, look, younger athletes are going to be different than other athletes, but Laremy Tunsil's Instagram shenanigans and his outfits and everything just screamed everything that's against your classic really good offensive lineman, and it felt like Tytus was like, oh, boy, that's what I got to aspire to. I got to aspire to be a more influencer than actual offensive lineman. So maybe you remove the influence of Laremy Tunsil, and Tytus Howard can become more of a blue-collar
maybe.
Type
it's
of
more
dude.
Fun if they ship him out, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like this. I like lop it all off.
This is fun.
Don't overthink.
It's the last 20 minutes of The Godfather. The texter's absolutely right now.
Yeah, you just kill everybody.
Just kill everybody.
Kill everybody. Take a Tommy gun to the hole. Tell the young guys to duck.
Yeah.
And then kill everybody.
Juice, Jarrett. Juice. Hit the floor.
Hit the floor, Blake.
Oh, my God. That is great. All right. So, and things are popping. And big thank you to Nick Caserio for executing that trade during our show. That was really nice of him to do. We got the John Lopez run-in.
That's my second or third run-in.
Hey, we need theme music for you when you're running here, I think. You know, like you're running down the ramp on Monday Night Raw. You hit someone with a chair. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Oh, I got a smile on my face.
I didn't even know you had teeth before. Look at you.
Actually, I was thinking, and you may hear this, The Goodfellas scene when Eric Clapton is playing Layla.
It's one of the greatest scenes. That's one of the greatest pieces of music in history.
Yes.
Underneath one of the greatest scenes. Yeah, the bodies are all turning.
Yeah,
up.
And they got Kenyon Green hanging in a cooler.
Kenyon
frozen.
Laremy Tunsil getting flipped over inside a garbage truck.
Yes.
Like Frenchie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what's happening. And by the way, Tytus Howard, be nervous.
Yeah. Yeah,
seriously,
you're on notice.
Be nervous.
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah. How you feeling, Reggie?
My head's swimming. Yeah. Like, I am thinking about all these things. I hate, like, we've already established this between me and you, that I have a little bit of a penchant for anxiety.
Yes.
So as much as I'm, like, living off of the idea that Nick Caserio is absolutely hanging his you-know-whats and just putting them on the table, yeah, right, like, I'm also like, so how do we fix this offensive line now?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Wait, where is this going?
You always have to have somebody that's thinking a couple steps ahead.
So you don't feel good about Ladarius Henderson starting at left guard?
Hey, man, if that's the cost of doing business for now, so be it, yeah. It was funny, I said to Seth like 30 minutes ago, I'm like, all right, we do need to look at this rationally here. If they were to play a game tomorrow, their offensive line is probably Fisher, Kenyon, Patterson, Juice, and Titus, mm-hmm, left to right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know.
Ladarius Henderson or Nick Broeker.
Those are the last two standing? Okay, yeah. So, oh my God. Yeah, I said Broeker. Bro, when they traded Kenyon, I said it's probably Broeker. Okay.
You know, bleep it. I'm deciding to lean into the fun of this.
Yes!
It's
a blast.
I am more excited about the idea that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have proven that they are going to do whatever necessary to get this thing to where it needs to be.
It's a teardown, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a teardown in the O-line room.
And now Cam Smith is going to break camp with the Astros. I know that that's not official, but I'm willing to take it to that place at this point.
We may as well, man.
I'm all in.
We got a big lineup for the Rockets whose efficiency ratings are through the roof. I just clicked on that.
Yeah, they beat the mess out of the Magic, man.
With Steven Adams, mm-hmm, and Alpi on the floor, I can have fun amidst all these Amen Thompson injuries.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, what's the big question of the day?
Oh, I got one for you. Okay. We have one for you.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. You can take credit.
It's just something we do. Okay, what B.O.B. moment will you never get over? Now that Laramie, the last two are Titus and Kymie Fairbairn, not counting John Weeks.
The last two, what was the last?
The last two B.O.B. holdovers.
Oh, the last two holdovers. Yeah. Okay,
Murray. Eric Murray gets a lucrative contract with the Jaguars.
Yeah, because he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. Laramie's gone.
Yep.
Last two holdovers, as by my calculations, not counting John Weeks.
No, yeah, we did the same thing, and I think you're exactly right.
Titus Howard and Kymie Fairbairn.
So what's the question again?
What B.O.B. moment will you never get over?
Will I never get over?
Because the Laramie trade was an awful lot.
It was an awful lot. You needed a left tackle. Yeah. I'm making the obvious. Like, the DeAndre Hopkins trade is a big one. Mm-hmm. I think that if you were to put up a poll, I think that would win, but boy, there's a lot of them. Well, there's so many that don't involve him even being a GM. I'll tell you one.
You suck too.
You suck too as a mole. I don't want to say, look, I don't want to theme your show.
No, do it. Do it.
I don't want to theme your show.
Do it.
The fake punt in the Kansas City Chiefs game that was complete. You were winning at that point.
With a hurt Justin Reed.
With an injured Justin Reed. Then there's the Wattcat. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to listen to all 4 hours today of you guys.
We got a lot going on.
There's no workout for me. There's no nothing. It's in the loop for four straight hours.
Mm-hmm. Get your workout in. Listen to Seth.
Yeah.
This is Reginald. This has been a recent trend with Caserio. Kind of quiet and underwhelming right when the starting gun fires. But then the second day, things get really interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would expect at least one trade in the next 2 or 3 days. One more trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we said early this morning, like, we might get a trade pretty quick, and all of a sudden, boom. Yeah.
Kenyon Green.
He delivered.
Kenyon Green, gonzo.
Last thing, because now I'm going to give you my confession for 2.5 hours from now. I kind of want to get Nick Caserio a gift.
For all this action?
Yeah, I've never done that for a general man. I just want to get him something. A little card.
He likes coconut water.
Card.
Yeah.
Coconut water.
Coconut water. Some kale.
Kale, OG sauce.
Does that have sugar in it? Does that have sugar in it?
He is puking
right now.
He'll re-gift that thing like that. Yeah.
It is tough, but it's got to be kind of tough. You know, when they traded down the way they did to get Kenyon Green, when the two players that went above Kenyon Green that the Texans easily could have had are much, 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 much better football players than Kenyon Green. That's tough.
Yeah.
There's got to be a part of him in trading away is like, yeah, this is the right thing to do. And man, oh boy.
That's tough. Okay, I'm going to do this very quickly because I don't want to hijack y'all's show. This is how I sleep at night, knowing that they could have had Kyle Hamilton instead of Kenyon Green. I choose to believe that in that 2022 season, Kyle Hamilton might have gone and won a game for them. And now you're not picking C.J. Stroud second anymore.
Yeah,
you know, you maybe win 4 games instead of 3.
Yeah.
That's how I sleep at night.
It's a good idea.
I wanted Kyle Hamilton badly, let me just tell you.
Before you guys go, apparently There's a new quarterback in division.
Oh, yes. Seth Daniel Jones finalizing a one-year deal with the Colts.
Oh, yeah. This is the genuine competition that Chris Ballard was talking
yes.
about.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jones and Richardson.
Yes.
The two least accurate
quarterbacks.
Oh, the
race to 50%. Oh.
All right. This is going to be a fun day, man. Yeah, Can't wait to listen to you guys.
Thanks, man.
Antibodies to you, my friend. Seth.
Oh, yeah, antibody.
Seth. I think Seth thinks that I wasn't referring to him.
I'm getting all these requests to go on radio shows today in other parts of the country that I'm not going to accept.
I'm gonna,
what are the Texans doing? I don't know. Go die. That's what I say to you. The rest of the league, you're on notice. We're coming at you. We're going to line up with two offensive linemen. We don't give a damn.
We don't care.
Yeah.
All right, we're done. We're out of time. KLT AM, KLT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Oh, this is so good.
That's what you're listening to. The bodies are turning up, man.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.